Arizona doesn't have a huge Asian American population, but the current political cycle features four candidates with that background. Three of them are Democrats, congressional candidates Dr. Haral Tipirneni and Anita Malik, and State House candidate Amish Shah. The fourth is longtime Republican state lawmaker Kimberly Yee, who's running for state treasurer. Arizona Republic editorial board member Abe Kwok wrote recently about those candidates and what their efforts mean for the political strength of Asian Americans in the state, and he is with me. Abe, does this indicate there's momentum for Asian Americans to have a greater political impact in Arizona?
It's a good question. The Asian American population is known more as a model minority for education, for affluence compared to other racial groups. But they are also, in politics, kind of an invisible minority, in part because there are many immigrants and there's a language barrier. And also, there's just a lack of data about them, in particular in Arizona.
Do we know if Asian Americans in Arizona tend to lean to the left or the right?
We do not. There is a institute out of UC Riverside that does extensive polling of Asian Americans nationally. And nationally, Asian Americans tend to be progressive and liberal by a ratio of about 2-1. That said, it's not a monolithic community. There are ethnic groups that are more conservative than others. So for example, Koreans, Vietnamese, Filipinos tend to be more conservative than their other ethnicities within the Asian group. Likewise, if you're immigrant or first-generation immigrant, you tend to be more conservative than succeeding generations.
Any explanation for why that would be?
Here in Arizona, if you look at the few folks who have run and held office, they tend to be moderate Republicans. They grew out of participation in public service, in particular with business groups, mm-hmm. chambers, and they tend to be business owners. You know, Willie Wong, who was a mayor in Mesa in the 1990s, at the time he was Asian American mayor of the largest U.S. city. And he came out of business as well. And so there is that. And there's also the idea that Asian Americans as a group, when they first come to the country or to the state, they tend to try to secure for their families, for their businesses, by supporting the party in power. And so that tend to be, especially here in Arizona, tend to be Republican.
So one, I want to ask you about a few candidates, but the one who's best known is Kimberly Yee, who is a fairly powerful state lawmaker, and she's gotten some pretty good endorsements to be the next Republican nominee, at least for state treasurer. What are some things that stand out to you about Kimberly Yee and what she's done so far in politics and how she relates to what we're talking about?
She comes from the traditional path in the sense that she did a lot of work in political institutions in California before she came here to Arizona and ran the state house. But she also had done some previous work in the state treasurer's office that she's now seeking. And as a legislator, she has built a record as a fiscal conservative, but also as someone who problem solves. She has stood up to the governor on some of his political appointees, and she has done some work regarding watchdog expenditures that go beyond the Republican platform.
The second I wanted to ask you about is one of the Democratic candidates for Congressional District 8, formerly Trent Frank's seat, Dr. Haral Tipirneni. What's part of her background?
Yeah, I think that it's important to put her in perspective of what's happening nationally. There's a center that tracks American women in politics out of Rutgers University that should indicate this year there's a record number of women running for Congress, both for Senate and the House, and for gubernatorial seats. Dr. Tipirneni reflects that. She grew out of that the 2016 election, the backlash against Donald Trump, and underwent the training by, I believe it was Emerge Arizona. Mm-hmm. And she is representative of a kind of a progressive novice political who has never held political office before. But she impresses in the sense that she speaks articulately and passionately about, in particular, about healthcare, given that her background is an ER doctor, and about economic disparities that still exist in Arizona and nationally.
And to lump these candidates together, are these people who feel like they want to be actively involved in the community and elected politics, or is it really in it to win it?
That is the big question, right? Is Dr. Tepinenni and Anita Malik in CD6? Is Dr. Amish Shah in Legislative District 24? Are they in it just for this one election cycle, or will they stay engaged in politics or in public service? That has been something that has been elusive in this community, is that they shy away from politics. And so does this moment in time reflect something that will continue in this trajectory, or does it subside and go away and just become a footnote in history?
People have in Phoenix, at least, have very closely followed the Chinese Cultural Center situation.
Yes.
Is that the sort of thing that could get more Asian Americans involved, at least at that sort of level?
Absolutely. I do think that on a national scale, you have the reaction to the 2016 election, you could have a single issue that propels somebody to be energized, to feel compelled to run. Mm-hmm. And certainly it's more logical to start on a smaller office, smaller playing field, like a city office or a county office, as opposed to high aspirations in Congress or beyond.
Abe Kwok is an editorial board member and opinion columnist for the Arizona Republic.